Members of Parliament arrived expecting a vote of no confidence. But in what some say appeared to be a planned exercise, the newly appointed Law Minister said the resolution was linked to a foreign conspiracy. And the Deputy Speaker immediately dismissed the no-trust vote against Prime Minister Imran Khan. Minutes after, he appeared on state TV.
President Sahib ko advice bhej di hai.
I advised the President to dissolve the National Assembly under Article 58 and ask the nation to prepare for fresh elections.
And on cue, the President announced the dissolution of the Assembly. Opposition MPs called the actions illegal and unconstitutional. In the absence of the Speaker and his deputy, an interim Speaker and 195 MPs went ahead with the vote of no confidence. A simple vote has turned into a constitutional crisis. According to the opposition, the only way forward is abiding by democratic norms and the rule of law in Pakistan.
It's a coup attempt. The constitution of Pakistan has one legitimate democratic means to remove the Prime Minister of Pakistan, and that's through a no confidence motion. Our constitution does not allow for them to not hold voting today on the no confidence motions as they did. Our constitution does not allow the Speaker to prorogue the session as they have done. Our constitution does not allow the President of Pakistan to try and dissolve the assemblies while a no confidence motion is pending. So all that he has done today is not to force a free and fair election, it's to force an unfair election, to create a constitutional crisis.
In an exceptional decision, the Supreme Court heard the opposition's plea and issued notices to all concerned parties.
Is this a banana republic or is it a constitutional republic? I honestly feel that this is not going to turn into a banana republic if the millions of Pakistanis who feel and think and act like I do have any little say in the matter.
The Deputy Attorney General has resigned, saying his government's actions were unconstitutional, while the government has indicated that elections will be held in 90 days. No Prime Minister has ever completed 5 years in office in Pakistan, and not for the first time, its democracy is looking to the judiciary to help it survive a constitutional crisis. Osama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Islamabad.